Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say.
Good evening. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda McShann. We're going to have an exciting show this evening. We have Mr. Stephen Hodges coming on with us. He is the author of several children's books. He's going to share with us. This is a busy man, but you know, he takes out time to help wake you up. And first of all, I'd like to say appreciation to all of you out there, especially to the person who woke me up. Now I'm waking you up, and now we are all waking up the world together. To my faith-based organization, keeping me focused on my mission and my humanistic vow. It's all about the vow out there. And before we get started, I'd like to congratulate all you scholars out there. You know those letters are coming in. Are you accepted? Are you denied from those wonderful universities? Let me tell you something. For those of you who are in, hey, congrats. For those of you who did not get into your school of choice, congrats also. And also keep in mind, you know, a delay does not mean a defeat. If you can live your life that way, you're going to be some happy, happy campers out there. I'm going to let Ketty keep on playing out, because, you know, we all need to wake up, and then we're going to get ready for Mr. Stephen Hodges to come on and share with us this evening.
The world won't get no better. We got to change it, just you and me. Tell me now.
Request first, because when Mr. Hodges come on, we will not interrupt him. I have a special request coming in from Dallas, Texas. They want to hear some Sade, and I'm going to give it to you. You know we love you all over the world because we know you love us. So let's take a listen to Sade. Love you.
Thank you. I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address in the torn up town. No postcode envy,
but every song's like Cold Deep Grey Goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gowns trash in the hotel room. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care.
We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal.
Royal.
It's a one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
You can call me Queen Bee,
and baby I'll rule.
Let me live that fantasy.
My friends and I, we've cracked the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party, and everyone who knows us knows
that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money,
but every song's like Gold Teeth Grey Goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gowns trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash.
That's what the young adults tell us out there, that they don't care, but we care about them. And I have a gentleman on the phone that cares about all of the babies. He even starts getting those brain cells moving at a young age. I have Mr. Stephen Hodges on the line. Is this you, Stephen?
It is, Stephen.
Stephen, you know, I call you Stephen. I write you Stephen. We're going to get this together. We say no, Stephen. I say Stephen. I just know that you're one of the greatest children's book authors that I have ever met. So, Stephen, we're going to correct that. It has been a while. It's almost been a year. I know you've been busy. You're coming back with us. I'm not going to take up your time. I know it's a lot of exciting things going on out there. Will you please just, I don't know how many books are circulating. What's the latest book? Is the book fair coming up? That's where I met you last year. And I'm just going to be quiet and let you share with us. Welcome back. Thank you so much for coming on to share, to wake up these young adults, old adults, and everybody else in the world with your information.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate having you having me back. And I can't believe it's almost been a year. That's crazy.
Yes. Yes.
A really, really long time. Well, let's see.
Year.
I can't believe it. Let's see. How are things going? The second Magic Poof book is out. It's
okay.
Called the Magic Poof, A New Friend, where we meet a new girl by the name of Ling. She's a daredevil and a fashionista, and it's her job to sort of pull Ange Marie and the Poof along on other adventures. She has a tendency to sort of look before she leaps, if you will. She's quite the adventurous type.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the first thing. And then the second thing is I am actually in the process of creating the animated short for the books right now. It should be done in June, and I've got some really wonderful, incredible people who've been in animation for years and years and years who are being extremely supportive. The voice of the Poof is actually an actor by the name of Robbie Daymond. We just cast him, and people would probably know Robbie. He acts on a ton of shows, and the show he was in the Lego Movie. And he was also and he's also currently on a Nickelodeon series called Breadwinners, and he will actually be the Magic Poof. The main character Ange Marie will be played by a wonderful actress by the name of Kimberly Woods. And she's fantastic. She's very, very up and coming. So things are going really well. And actually this weekend, I will not be attending a book show, but I will actually be attending a natural hair show in Long Beach.
Okay.
It's Expo, and since the Magic Poof is all about hair, I find that people at those shows seem to really like the book, so it's a natural fit, literally.
That is exciting. So the hair show, it's like a National Hair Expo, and that's coming up this coming weekend, right, which would be, what, the 25th?
Yes, it's on the 25th, and it's in Long Beach. It's a Long Beach Convention Center.
Okay, at the Long Beach, because I want to put that in, Convention Center. Well, you know, we talked the last time, and we kind of shared some information, all the encouragement that you get from the missus and how this all got started, and now it's going into animation. I am like, okay. Not only do they read about it, now they can see it. And the gentleman that's going to do the voiceover, Robbie Damon, how does he spell his name?
His name is spelled, it's Robbie, R-O-B-B-I-E, and Damon, D-A-Y-M-O-N-D, Damon.
D-A-Y-M-O-N-D, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want to post that out as I will change this Stephen to Stephen shortly on that.
No
and
worries.
I don't want to misspell that, but I am so excited. You know, persons, they don't understand the mindset that one has to be in. Well, not it's not really hard to get into. You just have to be able to just go back to your child and think as a child. Go back to that purity, you know, the things that excited you, how you looked at things, and you put that on paper. It's an extraordinary thing to be able to write children's books and now going automated. I just cannot wait for this animation
to come up
because
I
love the Magic Poof.
Yeah, I'm extremely excited about it. I think it's gonna be fantastic. I've got some I've got some really fantastic people who believe in me. People who've worked at Hanna-Barbera, Disney, Nickelodeon. The person who co-wrote the script with me is an Emmy Award-winning script writer for Rugrats, and I just have all this wonderful community who really loves the idea. And they've just been so supportive. I'm sort of blown away by it, actually.
Well, you know, when you come from your heart and you educate others, and that's what you do with your books, you know, anything that's put down, especially the Magic Poop, and how, you know, I like the way that you explained the Magic Poop, the new friend, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
and what is her name? Ling, right? Is it L-I-N-L-E? Okay.
Oh, Ling.
L-I-N-G. Mm-hmm. L-I-N-G. We talked about Ling before the last time that you were here, and Ling was in process, so now she's there to do her thing. But it tells such wonderful stories. But the way that you go in, you know, it's I've met a lot of authors, you know, and they're all great, and anyone that can write a book for children and go coming from that is like a remarkable person. But you have an extra touch on yours. It's sort of like it's real, it's understandable, and the characters are awesome. And the book keeps you going from the first page to the end, you know, when you're reading with children. And now this particular book, The Magic Poop, goes with, what would you say, what age, from what to what? When should the child start reading that book?
I think it's probably from about 4 to 8, I would say.
Okay.
I've had kids as young as 2 who really enjoy it, but
okay.
I also have kids as old as, I was actually just at a book fair this last weekend from the LA All-Stars. It's a really wonderful after-school program.
Okay.
And I had kids as old as 12. I actually had a boy who was 12 years old who said he loved my book, and I was just, I was blown away by that. He was 12 years old, and he said, I love your characters and the illustration. So, but I think we're looking at about, you know, 4 to 7 or 8, but it seems like older and younger like it too.
Okay. But because of the colors, because of the illustrations and the way that they're put together, it's just like you look at it, you flip through it, you're enjoying it, you can understand it, it takes you back, but it takes skill to write children's books. It takes skill to write, but children's books, because we as adults, we have to go back into that place. And, I, you know, to be honest with you, some of us never leave it, because I like, I'm going to always be nine, okay? I'm going to be nine. I like being nine. So some of us never ever leave it, even though we have to step out around the corner and do those big people things, as we say. But, yeah, to be able to think and remember and to excite children, and that's what's so much needed. And as I was speaking with you know, a lot of students out there, you know, everybody's going into their transfers into the universities and they're waiting on their acceptance, and you know, everybody's so excited, and a few that didn't quite go this particular year, you know, to their school of choice, they were kind of down, and you know, I had to look at them and tell them, hey, wait a minute, I want you to understand that delay does not mean defeat, okay? And you have to continue to move. So I have to be able to say things quick. I'm talking to myself also, but I have to be able to say things quick that will grab their attention, that they can, you know, grasp quickly. I mean, I could go into the long, long story and tell this and the bad. I just go in and hit them, and it was very, very affected, and I'm glad that I was able to do that, because I saw instant change. Not only am I reminding them, I'm also reminding myself. So as you write these novels, these books, bring all these characters together, set up the illustration, you're remembering, but you're also reminding. It's an awesome thing to be able to write. Very, very important. I have to get the new friend. The magic book, the new friend. I have to get this. And I know that. How can one purchase these? They're out, so are they on Amazon, or can we buy them? Give us a little bit of information on that before we move forward.
Oh, sure. Well, you can get them at my website, which is www.themagicbooth.com.
Okay.
And if you order from my website, then I will actually, it's actually me sending it to you and me signing it for you.
Okay.
Alternatively, you can, they are available on Amazon, and they're available on barnesandnoble.com as well.
Okay, Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Now we have that. Let's talk about this animation and the characters and the casting. What was that like? You know, you selecting your people. What was that like? Talk to us about that.
Well, you know what? It was a really incredible experience. I was very fortunate enough to be introduced to one of the top casting agents for animated series in Los Angeles. And she doesn't take any, she just doesn't take every person. So originally she actually sent me an email and she said, I was going to blow you off until I saw your artwork and your idea. And I love this so much that I want to help you out, which was just amazing. And so she's got connections with all of these wonderful people who I would never be able to, you know, access on my own. And she sent out a casting call. I created created a short script for people, and they would literally send in their voice samples. And I sat down and listened to my words for the first time, my written words spoken for the very first time by professionals. And I was, it was an incredible experience. I can't even describe how amazing that was for me. From there, we sort of narrowed it down. There were some just wonderful voice talent, but Robbie, again, who is extremely busy, just loved the character, and he was perfect for it. He submitted about three different types of voices for the character, and he was wonderful. And Kimberly, for Ange Marie, for the character of Ange Marie, the only way I can describe it is she just is Ange Marie. It's how I picture her voice in my head, and I've not met this person yet. So we're actually going to be doing recording voices in 2 weeks. So just really amazing process. Wonderful to take part in, and certainly the first time I've done so for material that's my own.
I'm loving it, and that's what happens, again, when you spend your life out there giving your heart to make others happy. good things come to you, and they come so quickly. I cannot wait. Well, I just get the book. I will have the new Magic Poof. I will wait on the animation. I know that next weekend, the person said, now this is a hair expo, so it's going to go how many days? Saturday, Sunday, or Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
I believe it is just... Wait, 1 second, I'll check. I apologize for not being more prepared.
That's okay. You didn't know I was going to ask you.
It's on Sunday. It's on Sunday, the 26th. Okay. It's from 11 to 5, and it's called the Healthy Hair Expo. And it is in Long Beach at the Long Beach Convention Center. And I will be there with books and T-shirts and other people with hair products. So I think I might be the only book there, but that's what makes it the most fun. I was told that they may make me get on stage and read the book. So we'll see if that happens.
Okay, so if you get on, are you going to read the new Magic Poof or the old Magic Poof? Which one?
You know what? If they give me time, I'll read them both. Not, I would probably read the first one to introduce people to the characters. And the All-Star event that I went to last week, they mentioned I had a girl or a woman, I'm sorry, who was the principal of a school district in southern Los Angeles who now wants me to come to classrooms and read. And so I just have all these people who are suddenly contacting me. And then in May, I will actually be in Phoenix reading at the Buckeye Public Library System, which is a suburb of Phoenix, and also a school district in Phoenix. So I'll actually be in Phoenix for about, and another hair show. So I'll actually be in Phoenix doing about a week of events just for the Magic Poof.
I love it. That Magic Poof is going all over the world. It's an awesome, awesome, awesome book. And it's been a while. So we're talking about the new animation is coming out for the new Magic Poof and the character and Ling Ling. Tell the audience what story, what brought about the Magic Poof? Just share with us. I kind of know
sure.
it, but I want to hear you say it again.
Sure, of course. So I've had the idea for this for years, basically, since I met my wife almost 9 years ago. At the breakfast table, I used to play with her hair. She's got a big ball of poofy hair that sits on top of her head. And I would go and I would play with it, and I would turn it into characters. So I would make it talk. It would sing. It would tap her on the shoulder. It would speak Shakespeare. It would do all sorts of crazy things. And that's when my wife decided that she would caffeine in the morning as opposed to be playing with her hair. So she said, "You should probably go do something with this." And so I wrote my first. I thought the idea would be great as a television show or as a film, but I wanted to try writing a picture book first, and so I did an incredible amount of research on how picture books are supposed to be written, and then I created, I hired a wonderful illustrator who can translate what's in my head, and then what I did is it was literally kind of like creating a painting. I literally had pieces of paper all over the floor, and I would create a book out of them, and I would see how they would flow together from a picture standpoint. Because a picture book isn't just the wording, and it's not just the pictures, it's how things go together. And so you really have to think of it as more of a painting and less as a book. And so once I finally got it right, I showed it to everybody I could think of, and everybody loved it, and I was shocked. I was literally shocked
okay.
that everybody
okay.
Liked it. And I kind of went from there, and from there I created what I call a television Bible, which is all the different characters and storylines and that type of thing, put it all together. That's probably about 80 pages. And then just started to create a bunch of artwork, had my illustrator create artwork for me, and it just kind of took off from there.
Wow. So it's like you said, it's a painting. It's like putting everything, and it's so interesting that you would say that, because I always say that, you know, I love canvas. I love the canvas, and I love to put the colors on the canvas, because everything I do, I see it on canvas. That's, you know, and so for you to say that it's like a painting. So some people write down, some people log in, but everything, my daily routine is on a canvas. And it's hard to explain, but I'm getting the gist of how you went into that process, because it's like you see it, you make it come alive, you put it there, and it talks back to you. I love it. It's like a painting. So, and I wrote, it's like the process of creating your book is like a painting. And I like that. That's probably why the connection. I remember I met you at the Little Merck Book Fair, and there were several authors there, you know, several authors of children's books. But your book stood out. You stood out, and your approach and your pleasantry and your spirit. You know, I was seeing that magic poof then, and I didn't even know about the book. It's just, you could see everything going and your pleasantry and, oh, I want you to take this and please take my card. And we just had, it was such a great thing happening there. You know, any time that there's youth, you will always find me there. So I was so glad that I had the opportunity. And at the time, my co-host, Lil Nene, was down, and she needed me to help her out, so I went to help her out like she helped me out. And I ran into you and many, many more, but the magic poof. And after you came on the show the first time and you really shared how it all got started, makes a lot of sense. And most of the time, and you weren't even aware, like you say, you were shocked. You weren't even aware of your greatness. And look, it's getting ready to go animated, and it's traveling all over the country. It's a great book. It's great.
Thank you.
And she's a beautiful character. Now, the Ling Ling, you said that she's sort of like, tell us a little bit about her. She's kind of like the fashion Easter, and she takes care of, what does Miss Ling Ling do in this book?
Ling in this book is, she's a daredevil, and so essentially what happens is she's wearing a very fashionable outfit, but the poof and Anjali come upon her on the playground, she actually is flying from monkey bars, so she's flying from bar to bar, and she actually ends up slipping off, and the poof catches her, thus revealing himself to a complete stranger, to Anjali's horror, and Ling immediately accepts not only the poop is alive, but also Anjali as well, and bonds with her based on the idea that they're both kind of different. You know, Ling is her own, she marches to her own drummer. She's not necessarily concerned about what other people think of her. She just does her thing. And they bond together over the idea of, you know, feeling different, but at the same time being unique and individuals. And thus a very fast and long friendship is born, which we will see, of course, more of in the animated short.
Oh my goodness, I'm loving it, and it's so true. And if we could all bond together, you know, seeing that uniqueness and getting there, it makes for a better place. And that's what it's really all about. You see how that love and the you put the love there. It's spiritual. It brings about awareness, and it's coming from your heart. I just cannot wait to see and to hear what's happening. So you're getting ready to, you're going to be pretty busy, but I can guarantee you, we met, I think the book fair was what? It was like maybe in July? Was it July?
I think July. So, yeah.
Okay. But after this gets going, we're not going to take this long time again, because I know that things are getting ready to get busy. And I will give you some information. I, too, am opening up a more creative side, just letting it get out there, you know, showing that uniqueness. I've been cast for a play. It's called The Ghost of Mar Barker. I will be a main character, the medium Miriam Evans. It's going to be a phenomenal play. I'm excited about it. because it's like, okay, yeah, let's go for this. Because there's so many things that we have lying underneath that we just keep covered. This is my love, but I go another way. I like to do anything that's going to bring out that creativity and that uniqueness. So here we go. So, you know, it's like everything happens for a reason. I'll keep you posted. I'll give you information. Definitely would like to have you there to go along. I'm working on a workshop that will be coming up soon, and perhaps we might have to bring the magic poop there for the simple reason
great.
I haven't really, yeah, set up the age. I don't want to go too young. Because that puts it in a different category. But then again, you can't really say put an age there, because if the children want to come, it doesn't matter. They can
right.
be two. And, you know, a two-year-olds love books right before the ones that, you know, they have to taste them, though. So I'm going to talk to you about that, working with the babies and working with the infants. They love the books. They love to flip the pages. They can definitely relate to the characters, more so the bright colors. But they like
mm-hmm.
to taste everything. So you might have to give me one in a... and a plastic bag, you know, to demonstrate, to get out, because they're out there. But I love to see two-year-olds flip through and eat books, because they're going to taste everything. So you, the children, they have to taste it. Want to see what it tastes like. But when you, four-year-olds, you say it's starting from like four, that's a pretty good age. I could see that. So please kind of like, I'm going to stay on you the more that this develops, because I think that would be a good area. It's going to be about books. It's going to be about music. It's going to be about creativity. And that's what it has to be about. Our children are really, really being robbed of their creativity, and especially, you know, with them, you know, taking out all of the arts out of the schools, which they're trying to bring them back in. And that group that you were with last week, was it All-Star? What is it, Five-Star? All-Star.
Yes, All-Stars. It's called All-Stars, and it's an after-school program for kids. It's well-supported by Kobe Bryant, who's one of their ambassadors.
Okay.
So they have events all over the place. I think they also have a San Diego chapter, but it's called I believe it's called Los Angeles All Stars, and
okay.
It's an after school program. Yeah.
Okay. There's a lot of after school programs, a lot of charter schools. I've been visiting a lot of charter schools. You know, wherever there's children, and looking at the methodology that they use. I'm very, very old school when I work with young kids, you know, preschoolers, and I would have sometimes people say, well, you know, well, they don't know their ABCs, or they don't know their math. Mm-mm, that is not in the curriculum. That's not what I do. That's not how I do it. Or baby's not potty trained. Mm-hmm. We don't potty train. We make them potty friendly. And how is that? You sit that pop there, and when they decide to be friends with him, they're going to go over there and meet him, okay? So it's a different type of way. But how I taught my children math, we would travel and do field trips and go like places that had beautiful two-story homes with many windows, and we would count the windows. Therefore, we're doing a dual thing. We're talking about the landscape of the property. We're talking about property. We're counting. I work a different way. And because children are visual, they're very visual, and if they can see it, they can understand it. Most children are visual. And when you put it on, so your books, having the nice characters, all the illustrations, the bright colors, it draws attention, and it makes sense because they can relate to that. I cannot wait to hear the magic poop and see the animation. I cannot wait. I am so just excited, and congratulations to you. Because and what the funny thing about it is, Stephen, you say, And I was shocked, So it was all coming out, and it was coming out very quickly, but it comes from your heart. And any time you move from your heart, you're going to always be successful, period. Like Ling Ling, she does her own music. She doesn't care what anybody thinks. And if you cannot, Stephanie Haynes, she is the author of The Healing of the Wound. She comes on, and she goes through different chapters of her book. And there's things like honoring yourself. She has a great, great, great workbook. So she takes us through these chapters. But I like them all, but my favorite one is, breaking away from expectations of others. That one is a doozy. And when she takes you through that exercise, Stephen, you have to listen. As a matter of fact, when we get around or when she's on, I know you're busy right now, would like to introduce you, can ask some questions. She's phenomenal. But she goes through that workbook, and we take a chapter. And like removing the mask, honoring oneself, moving forward, she's phenomenal with what she does. At times we might do a meditation, all the persons that participate, keep out their pens and pencil. I cannot put down my yoga mat because once I get relaxed, I will start snoring. So I have to sit up in the chair. But it's like she's painting that picture, like you say, that canvas out there. But what makes it so beautiful, you can feel the sincerity, and she's coming from her heart. So it's always the heartfelt things. It's the treasures of the heart that are most important. You can say things, you can do things, but it's the treasure of the hearts and our hearts that go out and other hearts that come to us. And you can actually feel that heart. And that's what's happening with that magic poop.
Because well, thank you. I appreciate
poop,
that.
No, the magic poop is like, it's relating. It's how can I put it? People say reality shows and this and that. Some reality shows make sense, some don't. And when I started, you get a lot of criticism or whatever, people's input, and it's all welcome. But this is not a reality show. This is information. Okay, so all of that or whatever, that's not what's happening. We get the word out there. I like to have guests like yourself. All of my guests are heartfelt people. When they speak or what they do, people feel them. So when you move from your heart, that's why you're going to Arizona. You have to go into Phoenix. You'll be out in Long Beach. I'm going to stick real close because I do not want you to get so busy I can't catch up with you.
Well, I'm happy to come on any time, and some of the programs that you're working on sound wonderful. I'd love to help you out.
I'm going to talk with, we're sort of like trying to set up the agenda, actually, just see just what we're going to have there. But I think it would be ideal. The gentleman, Maceo, he was also at the book fair that does the magic. See, children love magic, but children love to read if it's interesting, and children love to be read, too. So that would be a good slot. Then, I'm definitely heartfelt about music. It will be something that's going to definitely deal with the arts. And I have a lot of friends that are poets and also artists, just artists with the canvas and everything. So they put that story out there. But it has to be done. And also, there's programs that are going on that's very interesting. There's a gentleman here, I think his name is, I cannot pronounce, Roy maybe Pullum. He's here with the LSUSD, and they're really trying to bring these arts back. And every time he speaks, I go, because the things that he say and the things that he's pointing out, it can be fixed, because our children, we must allow them to express their creativity. We must allow them to do that. And that is exactly what the magic poof does. It gets attention, it makes them think, and as soon as I get off the air, I'm going to go and I list everything down and get the new magic poof with Ling in it before the animation comes on. See, I have to follow this all the way. It must be done
be
all
great.
The way. Because I will say that I am proud to know Mr. Stephen Hodges, the author of The Magic of the Poom. Now, let me ask you, I know I'm moving you ahead, but is the Magic Poof going to go on and on and on in different arrangements, or will the Magic Poof find another friend? What's out there? Can you share a little bit with us?
The animated short will actually introduce another character by the name of Dylan. In the short, I was originally Dylan had his own book coming out, but I put that on the back burner for this short. So
Dylan,
you'll be introduced to Dylan in the animated short, and Dylan is a younger boy, and he feels different because he has red hair. And so, but he's also a bit of a scientist and inventor. So he invents quite a very interesting invention in the animated short that the Poof takes a liking to. Let's just put it that way. And,
okay.
But you have to see what the Poof does with it when you see the short.
Okay. Well, see, I know that is something lying out there, and I just want to tell the listeners that if you could, Stephen, give us again your website and if you your email and a contact number, if you choose to do so, so that the listeners will be able to contact you and keep on top of everything, because you're getting ready to get busy, real busy.
Oh, sure. My website is www.themagicpoof, it's T-H-E, magicpoof, P-O-O-F.com. And if you go on there, you can see a little video of me. You can order books, and there's also a link to my email, and you can contact me that way. And I'm very happy to, I'm very happy to chat. It takes a community, and I've just been very, very, very fortunate that I've had people like yourself who sort of discovered me in this process, because I didn't really expect it. And it's been an incredible blessing. And I'm just so thankful for people like you guys.
Well, we're thankful for persons like yourself. We all connecting together because, you know, there's a Japanese term. And the Japanese term is called itaidoshin. That's I-T-A-I, Doshin, D as in David, O-S-H-I-N. And Itai Doshin means many in body and one in mind, okay? So I will say to you, and we're going to go a little Japanese here, that it's all about the Itai Doshin. That's why we come together. That's why we do what we do. And that is why we take care of our mission. See, persons do not understand the importance of a mission. Your mission is done through your illustrations, your book, through the Magic Poof. It doesn't matter what it is, how big it is, how small it is, just do it. As I, again, tell the children or the young adults, you know, I see the faces all broken and, you know, so a lot of, you know, they're transferring in and we're out there. I'm writing a bunch with them because I cannot do the dance and teach it if I don't know it. So I love education. So any way that I can be near it, I'm there. And I watched the faces and I saw all the down looks and, oh, so-and-so got here and they called and I'm saying, okay, well, you know, let's just go have some lemonade or some brownies, salad, whatever. Let's sit down and talk about this. How do you feel about this? Well, you know, and I said, you know, it's not the end of the world, and especially for you. I said, how old are you? You about 22? Oh, yeah, you got a long way to go. I said, but one thing I want to share with you, delay. See, things happen that will redirect you and also maybe kind of cause a delay. You can call it an obstacle. You can call it a blockage. You can call it whatever. But you have to redirect. You have to redirect your thoughts, your mind, your attitude. And you must do that in order to keep moving forward. And I just, like I said, I told them I felt so good. I don't know where it came from. I guess I was telling myself too. I say delay does not mean defeat. And after I said that, it was like 25 pounds of whatever had been lifted off of me. But when I looked in their faces, it was like I had removed 100 pounds of pain. So, again, we come together because we move with E-tidotion. As a matter of fact, I keep talking about that term. I think Lee needs to meet a friend from Japan, and they can talk about that E-tidotion. We'll talk about that. I have a lot of things I can share with you. I love your books, your illustrations, I love because you're coming on. So we do what we do because we move with E-tidotion. We move many in body, and it's a lot of us out here, and one in mind. And the most important thing is to bring out the creativity in the children to move their hearts and to educate. Old ones, young ones, whatever we have to do, we're educators. We're educators in our own right, and we all have a different subject. That's why we're together. And I am so glad that you're a part of this. I'm so glad that you came on with us. And, Stephen, forgive us for mispronouncing that. That will never happen again. You know, when you have people writing and you're saying, I've always mixed up Stephens and Stephens. I had an instructor in high school. Her name was Miss Stephenson, but I called her Miss Stevenson. But her name was Stephanie. Mm. There is a difference. She was my drum and bugle director when we were in school. And it was Stephanie. Yeah, called her. She would sometimes correct us. But, yeah, it can be very, very confusing. But I have it now. And every time I'm looking, getting ready to write your name, I'm going to think of that poofy ball of hair. You never know, I might be out in Long Beach. If we come out, I'll find you out there, okay?
That would be great. I'd love to see you.
So I will send some information to you. Congratulations on the new animation coming out with the Magic Poof. Looking forward to meet Mr. Dillon. And see that red hair and see what he's talking about. And listeners, you can contact Mr. Stephen Hodges on www.themagicpoof.com. P is in Paul, O-O-F is in Frank.com. You can order books. They will be sent out. And also on his website, there is a link to his email. Stephen Hodges, thank you so much. And don't be surprised if you look up and we're at the hair show. I might have on some poofs on top of my head. I don't want Ling Ling out there being the only person getting all the attention, okay?
That sounds great. I've got a hair ribbon for you if you come see it.
Well, we will see what we can do, and it's going to be at the Long Beach Convention Center, correct? 11 o'clock a.m. to 5, and that will be April 26th, and that is the Healthy Hair Expo. So you'll be there with your books, and you will also have T-shirts, right?
I will, yes.
Okay, and we'll talk about that too. Love to get a T-shirt, want to see them. What colors are your T-shirts?
Red and blue.
Oh, that sounds exciting. Okay, we'll talk about that. We will definitely talk about that. I have a very one of my legacy leaders that we do our legacy program. He is a phenomenal. He has a huge T-shirt factory. And he goes from shirts to hoods. His name is Sergio. So I'll introduce you to Sergio for later on because you're going to need some extra stuff, okay?
I think so. That would be great, actually.
Okay. I'll connect up that Sergio connection. That's what we do here. Again, E-tidotion, Japanese term. Look it up. Many in body, one in mind. Okay? I love
you.
Tell the family, the missus, hello, and I will be sending you some information. Congratulations again. We love you here, Waking Up with Linda Maxshed.
Have a great day.
Thank you, Stephen. Good night.
Thank
you.
Good night.
Gentlemen, you must get that book, The Magic Poof. It's getting ready to go into animation now. He has professional artist, Mr. Robbie Damon, and also the main character, Kimberly Woods, that will be performing that animation. The book is colorful. The Magic Poof really, really tells a story. Again, in order for we adults to write so that children can understand it, we have to understand children and their hearts. For those out there who don't do that, take out some time to do it because it takes a village to raise the kids. So we're going to say goodnight to you Thursday. Stephanie Haynes will be on with us, The Healing of the Wound. We will be talking about her topness. I think it will be forgiveness this year, this week coming in. So we will be talking about forgiveness. Love you out there. And remember, a delay does not mean defeat. Let's ride on this train, and you know what the ticket is. The ticket to ride on my train to take you where you have to go is determination and a goal. We love you. See you on Thursday. Ow.
Somebody help me here.